Welcome to the Bayou Business Download, a podcast from the Greater Houston Partnership, where we dive into the data and analytics influencing the region's economy. My name is Brina Morales, and I'm the new host of this podcast. Today is Thursday, March 16th, and we're joined by the Partnership Chief Economist, Patrick Jankowski. In this episode, we're talking about what every economist is trying to forecast, the direction of our economy. Patrick, thanks for joining me today.
Brina, it's good to be on the podcast with you. I will admit I'm going to miss AJ, but I'm looking forward to a long and very fruitful relationship with you as we try to explain what's going on to the economy.
I know, I'm excited. I'm definitely going to miss AJ as well. So Patrick, you've noticed a subtle shift in the narrative on the U.S. economy in recent weeks. What are you seeing in the headlines?
Yeah, I definitely have. I've noticed the shift. I mean, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal that had the headline, "Hard or Soft Landing, Some Economists See Neither If Growth Accelerates." There's another one which appeared in the New York Times, "What Recession? Some Economists See Chance of a Growth Rebound." I'm in that camp. Forget hard or soft landing, meet the rolling recession. It's maybe some sectors like tech may struggle while everything else does well. And I think my favorite one was an opinion piece in the Washington Post that said, "Don't believe what anyone says about the economy, even me." So there are some challenges out there trying to understand what's going on. I think maybe my favorite one was something which appeared in Wall Street Journal just the past week. And they refer to it as the Godot recession. I don't know if you remember whether you studied it in college, that Waiting for Godot, the Samuel Beckett play, where two guys sit around discussing things, waiting for the title character to arrive who never arrives. It's kind of like where we are with the recession right now. We keep on talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, waiting for it to arrive, but it probably never will. Maybe Samuel Beckett's a little too esoteric for some of our listeners. Trying to explain it to my granddaughter, and maybe I should use the analogy of the great pumpkin. Mm-hmm. You know, with Linus Van Pelt sitting in the pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin to arrive, and he never does. I mean, yes. You know, pick your metaphor. It's either waiting for Godot or waiting for the great pumpkin. We're still waiting on the recession.
Yes. And so tell me about, what are some of the key indicators that support the possibility that a recession can be avoided?
Oh gosh, there are a lot of them out there. One of them is, if you look at GDP growth, GDP growth has been really strong. And the third quarter last year, it grew at 3.2%. The fourth quarter grew 2.7%. The Atlanta Fed has something called the GDP Now, where they take all this data that comes out on a weekly basis, and they crunch it to try to come up with a forecast for GDP. According to the Atlanta Fed, they said US GDP is growing at 2.6%. I mean, so it's still growing above trend. I mean, mm-hmm. That's one indicator that we're not headed for recession. The other is, look at the unemployment rate. I mean, there are all sorts of ways you measure a recession, but maybe one of the easiest ways is what's happening with the unemployment rate. The U.S. unemployment right now is 3.6%. I mean, that's historically low. I mean, since March of last year, the U.S. unemployment rate is bounced around between 3.6 and 3.7%. That's not signaling a recession to me. Number of job openings, I've talked about this before. There are 10.8 million job openings right now. You always have some job openings in the economy. You know, the 5 years prior to the pandemic, we averaged about 6.4 million job openings. So we're still 4 million plus some, well over where we should be. If we're in a recession, you'd expect people to be laid off. You expect to be a surge in layoffs. Mm-hmm. Initial claims for unemployment benefits are tracking under 200,000 a week. Prior to the pandemic, they were tracking just above 200,000. All these different indicators I look at, and I'm not seeing a sign of recession in the data. The only sign of recession I see is when I pick up the newspaper, or I log onto the website, or I talk to people out there who are worried about it. But the data's just not indicating recession to me just yet.
Well, that's good news. But what's making it challenging? So despite that continued job growth and consumer spending, it's not all good news. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, there are some indicators out there that do raise some cause for concern. There's this thing called industrial production, and that is the total output of all mines, all factories, and all utilities in the U.S. And that's actually been flat for a couple months, so it's not really growing. The Institute for Supply Management, they do a survey of their members, and they ask them a series of questions about production, about employment, about inventory and so forth, and they come up with an index. And when the index is above 50 for the national PMI, that shows that the economy is expanding below 50, it's contracting. And the US PMI for manufacturing has been below 50 for four consecutive months. So it's suggesting manufacturing is contracting. Yep. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, service sector continues to do well. The Institute for Supply Management is showing that services continue to expand. And that's kind of where we expected to be in the narrative. Early coming out of the pandemic, we saw a surge in retail sales and a surge in manufacturing activity. And now it's settling down to normal levels and we're consuming more services. I mean, we're recording this on Wednesday, the 15th of March. And all over Bloomberg, all over the Wall Street Journal, all over the internet, that retail sales slipped in February. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just 1 month. Mm-hmm. But the danger is you look at 1 month's worth of data and you try to extrapolate from it. If you look at retail sales over the last 12 months, we've had 4 months in which retail sales slipped and 8 months in which retail sales went up. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's one of my concerns is we're paying too close attention to the month-to-month data. And you should look at the trend. And when I look at the trend, the only concern I have is maybe a little bit with manufacturing and industrial production, but as far as services, which is what we would expect, they're doing just fine. Am I talking too much, Brenna?
No, you're
hopefully
good.
The listeners will stick with me. You know, that headline I talked about, forget the hard or soft landing, meet the rolling recession. That was something that had appeared in Bloomberg a while back. That may be a little bit what we're seeing right now. We've seen housing soften, but housing hasn't gone in recession. It has softened, but we may see a recession in the tech sector. Mm-hmm. And I think we're continuing to see layoffs there, but we could see everything else perform well while tech struggles. And we've seen that in the past. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about the U.S. economy. I'm worried about the attitudes of consumers towards the U.S. economy.
And that's something that you've been saying for quite some time now.
Yeah, I know. I've been beating that drum for a while. It's interesting. If you talk about you, I've been saying this for over a year now. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. Before we got on the podcast, I went to the Wall Street Journal and figured out when could I first find the first story that was written about the impending recession. The first story about the impending recession was written in March 14th of 2022. Mm-hmm. So almost a year to the date, we started hearing recession, recession, recession. Mm-hmm. And for a year and I'm saying it's somewhere off in the future.
Mm-hmm. All right, Patrick, before we continue, I want to take a moment to say thank you to our Bayou Business Download sponsor, Fifth Third Bank, for making today's podcast possible. Learn more about Fifth Third Bank and the services they provide at 53.com. That's the number 53.com. So let's talk about inflation. New numbers came out yesterday. What are you seeing?
It's a little bit sticky, and I'm a little bit concerned. I'm not concerned. I expect the Fed will continue raising interest rates to try to control inflation. A lot of what we're seeing, though, with inflation is the housing sector getting caught up to being worked into the numbers. The Fed does not update housing, or I'm sorry, the BLS, which puts together the inflation data, the Consumer Price Index, they don't update that on a monthly basis. There's usually a 6 month to 12 month lag. So it seems to be a little bit stickier because it's finally being worked into that. It's finally showing up in the numbers. And the Fed will probably continue raising interest rates to try to deal with that. But just this morning, the data for the Producer Price Index came out. It's like inflation at the wholesale rate or inflation businesses pay. And it actually slipped in February. And mm-hmm. the U.S. inflation rate for consumers is 6.0%. For businesses, it's 4.6%. So I am seeing some sense that inflation is starting. It continues to cool. Like to see it go a little bit faster. But hey, guys, it was just in June that it was almost double digits. And so give it a little while. It's headed in the right direction. We should just have a little bit of patience. You know, granted, that doesn't make it any easier when you're buying groceries or you're looking to purchase mm-hmm. a home. But it's headed in the right direction. We just need to have a little bit of patience.
All right, Patrick. So what's our main takeaway? What do you think our listeners should take away from today's podcast?
Don't panic. Don't pay attention to 1 month's worth of data. You need to step back and look at everything. I'm trying to figure out, do I use an art metaphor here or do I use a tech metaphor? If it's an art metaphor, if you know anything about pointillist paintings, where it's all the little bitty dots on the canvas, if you stand real close to the canvas, all you see is a little dot. But if you step back 10 feet away from the canvas, mm-hmm. all the dots merge and you see an image. Mm-hmm. You want my tech metaphor? It's like the pixels. You know, it depends upon if you're so close to the pixel, you won't see anything. You step back and the pixels blend and you see the picture. That's what you should be doing with the economy. Don't pay attention to just the retail sales. Pay attention to the retail sales and their service sector. Don't pay attention just to consumer inflation. Pay attention to consumer inflation and business inflation. Don't get caught up in the narrative that a recession's overdue. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying we will never have a recession, but I don't think we're going to have one in the next 6 months. I mean, it's kind of like the Houston Texans. Sorry about this, Texans. You know, eventually, if you say the Texans will make the playoffs, eventually they will.
Yeah.
Maybe not this year, maybe next year. Yeah, but sometime down the road. Yeah, eventually we'll have a recession, but we're not going to have one in the next 6 months.
All right, Patrick. Well, thanks for joining me today for this conversation. And that's it for this episode of Bayou Business Download. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. You can do so via your favorite podcasting platform or by visiting the podcast page at houston.org. There, you will also find links to recent data and news updates and learn how you can get involved in the work of the partnership to make a difference in Houston. A special thanks again to our sponsor, Fifth Third Bank, for helping make this podcast possible. And thanks again to you for listening to Bayou Business Download.